It is a warm summer's day, and you're walking up a narrow sloped street towards a market square. Cobbled paving stones click and clack underfoot, gently echoing off the tall buildings lining each side of the road. Much of the city is pedestrianized, meaning vehicles cannot pass through certain areas. And although this particular road does not fall into that category, there isn't a car, bicycle, nor any other people in sight. That's why you like taking this route into town. It's always quiet and relaxing, as if it's your own little secret. You're gradually approaching the central hub of the city, though you wouldn't necessarily know it. The long-standing and historical architecture, coupled with the peaceful atmosphere of this back street, exude a delightful tranquility. Looking up to your right, you notice a fluffy white and ginger cat curled up on a sun-bathed balcony. You pause for a moment to listen, hearing the cat's soft and satisfying purr as it snoozes in the sun. Not a bad way to spend a lovely morning like this one, you think to yourself. As you reach the end of the road, you begin to hear a steady and continuous hum, overlaid with familiar calls that become increasingly audible as you walk. Today is the weekly farmers market in the city centre, and by the sounds of it, the market square is already busy with activity. Turning the corner, the sunlight greets you with its warmth, illuminating the large market square. It feels wonderful on your skin, enveloping you in a calming energy. Now you know how the cat must feel, lounging on that idyllic balcony. You've come here today to meet a friend. A look around the market and a spot of lunch together is the plan. But you've arrived several minutes ahead of your arranged meet time, allowing you to enjoy a short rest on a nearby bench. This bench is located on the outskirts of the marketplace, far enough away that you can gaze across the whole scene with a sense of peaceful solitude. As you sit down on the brown varnished wood, you catch a sweet floral scent permeating the air. Looking up, you notice a colourful hanging basket suspended beside the bench. It's attached to a Victorian-style lamppost, which rises from the ground in an elegant, upright posture, then curves at the top where the light is fitted. The flowers arranged within the hanging basket boast a vibrant burst of colour, which stands out all the more in the glorious sunshine. You lean back on the seat and let out a soft sigh. Your muscles instantly relax, appreciative of this momentary pause after the walk into town. Now that you're in the expanse of the market square, you notice yourself squinting from the bright sun reflecting off the glossy cobblestones. From your bag, you pull out a small case containing your sunglasses. With a pop, you open the lid and take out the tinted spectacles. The metal arms feel pleasingly cool to the touch, having been shaded in your bag until now. You open them one at a time and slide the glasses onto your face. Instantly, your eyes soften as your surroundings take on a muted amber hue. Now you can watch on from the bench with complete comfort. The scene is busy with an array of interesting colour, architecture, and movement. First, you train your eyes on the dozens of stripy green and white stall tents set out in neat rows around the square. A light breeze sweeps through them, animating the fabric so that they appear to swell and dance together in a choreographed sequence. In the center of the square, there is a pretty water fountain, shaped similarly to a tiered wedding cake. Water trickles down from the top, flowing into the lower levels and a wider basin at the bottom. Beside this, a designated space has been reserved for a trio of musicians. You can see them setting up to play, tuning their instruments, and deciding how to arrange their makeshift stage. Already, a few people are congregating around them in anticipation for the music to start.